Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Thanks to the Farmer's Dog. It's Bring Your Dog to Work Day. We've got Eddie's Cooper here, Al's Whimsy here, and my Elvis here, who is now asleep in the studio. They are all relaxed now in the control room. You got Whimsy and Cooper, and Elvis is here in the studio, and he is passed out. So they are all being great dogs, courtesy of the Farmer's Dog. There's just one picture of Whimsy who walked into the studio, and Al snapped this picture with me and Boomer laughing at Whimsy as Whimsy's looking back out the door. It's just, it was just great. It was just sort of like this candid moment of Whimsy and us. So it's, things are going great.
You know, it's amazing, Al, that the way that you discuss Whimsy and the way you talk about her and some of the frustrations that you have as a dog owner. And then you see her and you see how wonderful she is.
Oh, yeah. She's very wonderful.
You're an ass face.
No, it could definitely be much worse.
I mean, she's a great dog.
She's a good dog, yep.
And you did the right thing, man.
You have to take the dog out for a walk all the time.
Good. That's why you're so skinny, and that's why she's so skinny.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are stats, by the way.
Those are her stats. Yeah, she's a former racing dog.
She's Jordan Gretzky and Whimsy. Look at that.
I mean, pretty good. 189 races, 27 first-place finishes, 20 second-place finishes, 35 third-place finishes, and now she's retired. It's amazing. It really is truly amazing. What a life. Yeah. And Al, just to defend him for a second, as he says, he loves Whimsy. He doesn't love responsibility. And the situation that he has at his condo is not ideal. I guarantee you that if he had just a sliding glass door and a backyard to let her out, we'd never hear him complain about walking her. He could walk her during the day when he gets home. He wouldn't have to do it in the middle of the night. It would just be a totally different situation.
Think about all the work that dog had to do, and then now the way that it's living and how you treat it with the Farmer's Dog and everything else.
I also feel like I should be getting a pension for this dog. She worked.
You know what? She's one of the luckiest dogs there is, given the fact that the way that she's living now.
Oh, yeah, she's living it up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it really is amazing that we talk about, like, the dogs meeting each other and sniffing each other's butts. It really is that they go right to that. I mean, right to it. Like, let me get right in your butt and see what's going on here. Like, is there something in the butt where they would go, like, I don't know about this one. Like, why do they do that? You know how you get, like, a dead fish handshake from a human? You're like, oh, I don't like this guy at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Little sweaty dead fish handshake.
Right.
Is there a dog butt equivalent of that where a dog's like, oh, man, like, this is unorganized?
Maybe they're just trying to find out, you know, what gender they are.
Is that what it is?
Maybe it is. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'd like to know the answer to that. But it's another one of those things, as we talk about, that someone probably came up with an answer for it that is nowhere near true, because we have no idea what a dog is thinking. Like, a dog, we don't know what a dog is thinking, why they would sniff a butt, or, like, what they're dreaming. Like, oh, the dog's probably dreaming about this. You have no idea. Like that thing I brought up the other day. A dog doesn't understand if it's home for 4 minutes or by itself for 4 hours. It doesn't. How do we know? Was there dog back in the day that told us all of this?
Why don't you ask yourself the question about, you know, have you ever smelled something you didn't like?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Well,
but dogs are different.
Then you don't go back.
Yeah, true, I guess. But, I mean, a human, if you smelled a human, like, you'd be like, bruh.
Yeah, well.
I can remember the first time I met Big Zoo. I was like, oof. And he's cleaned himself up since then.
Did you sniff Big Zoo?
I didn't have to. It was just, there was a wafting the first time. I said, Zoo, what do we got going on here? He said, I've been up all night. I didn't get home, chance to shower. You know, I've been working my ass off.
All right.
And God, I wish I could smell you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I did check on the bike tour.
Yeah.
And his team is signed up
awesome.
and raising money. So they're doing a good job.
Great.
Big Tongue hasn't signed up yet. He keeps asking me. And
Big Tongue Pete Hoffman.
Right. And Pete's going to do it. So.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what his story is, but you know, it seems like there's a little disconnect. So I had to make sure from my end of things that we reconnected with him to let him know how to restart this whole thing. It's not that hard.
Pete Hoffman?
Yeah.
Okay. What about McMonagle?
McGonagall.
I'm assuming because Jerry Cahill, the guy who runs this for me.
Yeah.
And he's relentless, as you know.
Yes, very relentless.
But, yeah. Well, he's a double lung transplant person.
Exactly.
Like, Jesus God. I mean,
and that's why, yes, right. that personality is what's gotten him to where he is.
Exactly. And he's very successful with what he's doing.
Yeah.
So anyway, he did not complain about McMonagall, no.
Okay. But does that mean that he's not involved? So McMonagall, I don't know, man. It's interesting because someone sent me a clip. I think it was actually our buddy McClutherness on Twitter.
Yeah.
He sent me a clip of McMonagall being upset that we were trashing his singing. And I said, I was like, you trashed his singing. Jerry and I did not trash his singing. So I sent him a text. I was like, listen, just so you know, Jerry and I thought you sounded good singing. And then he didn't even respond. And then today he just like walked out, didn't even look.
He actually referenced Boomer at 4 a.m. when he was singing that Beatles song. He goes, take that, Boomer.
Okay, so maybe he does know then. All right, he doesn't know it's Boomer. But he was
like I said, maybe I'll have him sing the national anthem for the bike tour.
Yeah.
How about that? You want to show it off? Let's go.
I'll set
you up.
Show off those pipes, man.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's go to Barry in Jersey City. What's going on, man?
Hey, so I have a book recommendation for you, Gio, to answer some of your questions about like what dogs actually think and why they behave in certain ways.
Yeah.
It's this book called How Dogs Love Us, and it's basically about a guy who works for a university. I don't remember all the details because it's been a few years, but he works for a university, trained a bunch of dogs to go through an MRI and actually track their responses to different stimuli and basically find out like kind of what they're thinking, how they respond to us. Are certain things true about like how they respond to humans, how well they understand our emotions and things like that. And it's really fascinating. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, okay. I mean, if they're putting electrodes on the brains of these dogs and reading how they react to certain things, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, you've been around Elvis now for about a good 9-10 months.
Yeah.
Right, so you know what stimuli to look at.
Yeah,
I'm a stimuli guy.
I understand the stimuli.
Yeah,
well, it's the stuff like, oh, the dog is probably dreaming about chasing a squirrel, or the dog doesn't realize how long you're gone for. Like those are the type of things I don't understand how you extrapolate those answers out of a dog's brain because the communication isn't there.
But you also had Ella for 15 years.
Yeah, 12 and a half. Yep,
12
and a half years. Yeah, bulldog.
I mean, yes, you understand. I mean, come on. You're a dog
I understand,
groomer.
But I think we're talking about two different things. Like, I understand what a dog responds to. It's just these certain things that we assume about, like when someone says, like, if you leave a dog, you go outside and go to the car and grab something, or you leave the dog for 6 hours, it doesn't know the difference in time.
Like that. How the hell do you know that? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
Let's go to Bob and Brick. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Bobby, what's happened? So tell us, why do dogs smell butts?
So I don't know that this is 100% true, but I do remember reading that dogs have some sort of a gland, and I don't think it's in their butt, but I think it's nearer their lower end.
Yeah.
When they're aggressive, they secrete something. So I think they're smelling each other to gauge each other's aggressive level.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
sort of like a skunk in a way?
I'm not 100% sure, but I remember reading that they're gauging each other's level of aggression to see whether they're friendly or they should be on guard or, you know, they should stay away from each other.
That's interesting. Now, I know that you have to, like, there's sometimes you got to squeeze, like, the anal glands out for the dog because it'll stink. So that's probably what we're talking about, like that secretion.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be. I mean, I'm not a vet, but.
Right.
And I don't know. You were just talking about it, G. Like, if I go out to the car and get something and come back, my dog doesn't even look at me when I come
back. Yeah.
He stays right in the chair. But if I'm gone, you know, all day from work and I come home, he's bouncing off the glass door trying to get, you know, outside.
Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like they understand time to a certain degree.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to start smelling humans' butts when I come up to them. That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, I'm sure you've been in spots where you've told your friends that it wasn't that pleasant.
Certainly. Nancy in Saddle River, our friend. What's going on, Nancy?
Hi, Boomer and Gio. Great to see you, and great to see Elvis and Cooper and Whimsy today.
Well, thanks, Nancy.
Yeah, we lost our rescue dog, our Coco. She was 14 years and 10 months in October, and it's just been so heartbreaking for us. But yeah. It's great to see you guys with the dogs. But apparently the dogs smell their butts when they meet. It's because there's a distinct odor, which is what Boomer said, and they want to know if they met each other before, and that's how they could tell.
So they remember. So, like, Nancy,
remember.
you're telling me that so Elvis sniffed Cooper and Whimsy's butt today, that if we did this a year from today, that they would go up and smell those butts and be like, I remember that butt.
That's what they say. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's another one of those things I'm not sure I believe, Nancy. I'm not sure I believe. Oh, he's up.
Again. Just put it within your own realm of your own life.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I don't know, you met a woman 2 years ago, you had relations, it didn't go so well, you run into her again 2 years later, you decide, okay, we're going to have relations again, and you're like, oh, I remember that.
If it was that bad, you probably wouldn't forget, you know?
But that's what I'm saying. It's the same thing.
Let's go to Joseph in Pearl River. What's going on, Joseph?
Okay, so your last caller nailed it. It's absolutely true. The dogs smell each other's butts to achieve each other's aggressiveness because both male and female dogs have secretion glands in their hind corners. Now, juicing a dog to get those glands empty, that doesn't happen, right? And they just go for that because that is the only way they'll be able to tell whether they are male, female, aggressive, non-aggressive, is those glands in the rear butt. It's like saying hello, we shake hands, we can... you know, and that's the way it goes. That's how they do it. So whether it's 4 minutes or 4 hours, that's been debunked. They don't absolutely know that. There's no way you're going to tell any veterinarian that a dog doesn't know that it's been in a house locked for 4 hours or 8 hours. Just ask how many people that have had their furniture torn up by their animals.
Yeah,
right. You know, I was going to ask you, like, when a dog drags its butt on the floor, what is it doing?
It's got an itchy butt.
Got an itchy butt? Just an itchy butt? Those glands are itchy or no?
No, it's got nothing to do with the glands. It's just hygiene.
Okay. A little bit of a butt itch.
Because Beanie does that a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not cleaning Beanie enough back there?
No, Beanie gets cleaned.
Beanie needs a Toto, I guess. It's probably what Beanie needs.
Yeah, needs a Toto, yes.
A little bidet.
A little bidet, yes.
Maybe a tushy.
A little tushy bidet, yes.
Richie in New York. What's going on, Richie?
Good morning, guys. Love your show. C-Mac, I've been a vocalist for years and years and years. It's like training like an athlete. You got to stretch. There's all these techniques. And, yes, I've been ripped. and I've been complimented. But if you can't take the ripping, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same thing with our jobs. Like, yeah. you can't take the ripping.
I actually heard C-Mac, and he's got a strong set of pipes. He's a big guy, but he's not trained. So, therefore, if people keep walking around saying, oh, you sound good, mentally it's going to go in his head, and he's going to think, oh, wow, I'm a professional singer, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you've got to train, you got to put the work in. So when I hear someone like him, I kind of get annoyed because I train. I actually play in a band and go in studios and record.
But this is what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that he doesn't have a great, you know, he's got an okay voice, but that's not a trained voice.
I mean, he's got potential, but I don't think he should put himself out there on the national front.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, and it has nothing to do with insulting him. It's just,
and it's annoying. I was going to actually call him and try to pleasantly explain this to him. But
you should. I think that would be, you know what? Definitely do that. Do it tomorrow. Call up because I think he needs a talking to from a professional for sure.
100%.
All right. I believe Elvis. I think he's had. I can see. I'm reading his signs now. I believe he has to go and make a pee-pee.
Yes.
So we will get Jess Clark on that, and we will make sure she brings him downstairs and makes that pee-pee so I don't miss any.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I know. I'm good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We have Jerry Recco back. He's got a sports update for us. We got Cooper in the studio right now with us on this Farmer's Dog Wednesday. The Farmer's Dog.
Yeah.
The greatest when it comes to dog food today. And these dogs have been great, I have to say. Cooper was a little bit of a excited pup earlier this morning. A couple barks here or there. But he is now settled in.
Do you want to excrete his anal glands?
I don't, but apparently you do have to do that. Nick is in Brooklyn. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, guys. You were talking about the dog scooting, so you can't make this up. Over the weekend, our dog Lucy, who's a Cavalier King Charles, she's been scooting a ton. So we FaceTime my sister-in-law, who's a vet out in Vegas. And she's describing to us what we have to do to excrete the dog's anal gland. Mm. So I had to strap on like a rubber glove, dip my index finger into coconut oil, and put that finger into my dog's butt. And then at the 4 and 8 o'clock positions of the dog's butt, I had to squeeze down with my sister-in-law on FaceTime trying to describe what to do while my wife is holding our dog. And the smell was fishy, to say the least.
What's your number? No, that is insane.
Gio, why don't you grab Cooper and you can plans.
I thought you did have to do that with dogs. Didn't you do that once with Whimsy, or the vet did it for
Whimsy? Yeah, I had to take her to a vet to do it.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. This is why, honestly, why you need your dog to have good poops, because it's not solid enough, the glands don't get excreted naturally, and you have to go in there and whoosh.
That's right. Not great.
I
not
think we need
situation.
Someone to come open the door for Cooper.
Yeah, I think Cooper wants out.
Before he freaks out.
Yeah, he wants out.
He knows we're talking about excreting his butt juice.
That's incredible. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Well, we're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Before we get started, last hour we played the Evan Roberts Post-It and Toast-It, or Posty and Toasty, or whatever the hell they call it.
Yeah, you could, Adam Schein is like probably hearing that. Like,
did you post it and toast it? Are we going to post it or are we going to toast it?
Definitely sounds like something up his alley.
Well, that was you basically kind of mentioning the fact Leon Rose, why not make him the GM? You said that in 2013. Here we are. He's now been the GM. He's done a nice job, and the Knicks are playing well. Yep. It's worked out. So I bring you back to January 5th, 2013. Quote, my source is telling me NHL good to go. Let's get it on, boys. Hashtag NYR. That was Boomer. Later that night, the NHL lockout ended.
Posted, toasted.
Posted and toasted.
So I hope I didn't just take away another post. But same year, 2013. You were feeling yourself.
I was. Well, I wasn't feeling myself, but yes.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
That's pretty good. So we'll see if there's anything else that you actually knew ahead of time and beat everybody else to. All right, let's do the Knicks before we do the football. Knicks-Pelicans last night. Knicks all banged up. We know that. And so the Pelicans took full advantage.
Williamson, head down, drives, layup, count it, and a foul. Just too strong.
Yeah, too strong. That Zion Williamson with two of his 21. Pelicans 115, Knicks 92. Trey Murphy had 26 to lead the way. Here was Tom Thibodeau, and I know you pointed this out too, his comments post-game talking about how they needed to play this game if, in fact, they were going to win. It did not work out. I think he's talking about DiVincenzo in this specific clip.
You know, got to shoot them. They're open. You know, we knew we were going to have high-volume threes, and we were going to make to have a chance. So I like the shots that he got.
Yeah, it might have been him. It might have been Bogdanovich, whoever he was talking about. But they needed to make a bunch. They didn't make enough. Here was DiVincenzo. It just got away from us on this night.
First half was great. I think in the third quarter, I think that's when they opened it up. I think, you know, going back, watching the film, I haven't watched it yet, but just the initial feels, we just got to stay more disciplined.
And last hour, we heard from Zion Williamson talking about playing at the Garden with fans. Here was the Pelicans head coach, Willie Green, about coaching at the Garden.
Playing here is... it's one of the most beautiful arenas that you can play in. The atmosphere, the crowd, the energy, and all of our guys feel it. And it's always fun to come here in the Garden and have an opportunity to compete.
And win, as they did last night. So both teams now 35-24. Jalen Brunson missed the game because what they called neck spasms. Again, the Knicks, a MASH unit right now, 2-6 in their last eight. As for the Nets, they're like 1-100 in their last bunch of games. They lost to the Magic 108-81. Franz Wagner had 21 to lead the way. Mo Wagner had 16 off the bench. No Paolo Banchero in this game. He was sick, so didn't play. And Cam Thomas did miss the game with that ankle injury from the night prior. All right, last hour we heard the Cavaliers call of this wild game winner by Max Strus. This hour we hear what it sounded like if you were watching the game on Bally Sports Southwest, the Mavericks TV. It starts again with the inbounds, the Luka hoop, and then the game winner.
Cleveland will take the ball out of bounds.
I love this game.
Love it a lot more if they make a shot here. Deflection! And Luka comes away with it. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, underneath Washington! 2.6 to go! They're out of timeouts! Dallas leads by one! Mobley, Strus, a heave! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
Yeah, from almost 60 feet out.
That was good. That was good.
Very good. Yeah. Yep, 121-119 the final. Donovan Mitchell had 31. Here was Luka, who had 45 in the loss. I think he had 10 or 11 assists as well in this game. He just tipped his cap. What can you do?
Incredible shot. I have nothing much to say. Max was hurt us in the fourth quarter a lot. But that was just incredible shot, man. It's a tough way to lose.
And a hell of a win for the Cavs. Tough loss for Dallas. Not only did Luka have 45, Kyrie Irving had 30 in the loss there. The Thunder beat the Rockets 112-95. OKC has won six straight and nine straight wins for Boston as they beat the 76ers 117-99. All right, Giants GM Joe Shane at the Combine, Daniel Jones on a throwing program, coming back from ACL surgery. In terms of talking about the franchise tag and Saquon Barkley,
I think the new number, if we're going to franchise somebody for the first time at that position, is like 11-9, and his number's not much more than that. So the salary cap changes your philosophy and how you're going to attack things. So that's not off the table. We don't want to do that. In a perfect world, we don't want to do that again.
All right, so he would go on to talk about having conversations with Barkley and Barkley's camp going forward.
We've all grown, Saquon, myself, the organization, through the last 12, 13, 14 months, and Saquon may be in a different place now than he was then in terms of understanding the market and the business side of it, and I'm looking forward to having those conversations with him.
And we'll see if something gets done. It is a wild running back market.
Here's the thing. I will say this for Saquon. He may love it around here. He may love playing for the Giants. But man, if somebody calls, let's say like the Chargers call, or the Chiefs call.
A team that's got a real shot to win next year.
It's like, you know what, enough of it.
Let me get the hell out of here.
And let me go play on grass if they have a grass field. I mean, that's what I'd be looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't care if it's $1 million here, $1 million there. It's his money. He's got to figure all that out. But, I mean, I think, you know, the guy deserves to win some games.
Absolutely. I mean, he had that one very good season where they won. Other than that, it's been a lot of losing for him. And he seems like that type of guy who actually does care about winning, too. We talk about this all the time. He is one of those guys that would absolutely love to win.
Speaking of trying to figure things out, I present to you GM Ryan Poles of the Bears. And this is about Justin Fields. What are they going to do with their pick? Are they going quarterback? Is Fields their guy? Are they trading the pick?
I will say this. I think you guys know me well enough now. I do, if we go down that road, I want to do right by Justin as well. No one wants to live in gray. I know that's uncomfortable. I wouldn't want to be in that situation either. So we'll gather the information. We'll move as quickly as possible. We're not going to be in a rush and see what presents itself and what's best for the organization.
You know what? That's a good answer. And especially in regards to Justin Fields, who he has to trade. And I would think the Raiders would be, you know, if Luke Getsy really did like coaching him. You know, I'm assuming he did, but, you know, that would be the perfect place for him because they have Aiden O'Connell right now and they're putting a new offense in. It's probably the offense that Green Bay ran because that's where Getsy came from. And it was also probably modified for the skill set for Justin Fields, and seeing Justin Fields in a Raider uniform with Devontae Adams would be pretty cool.
And you said Ryan Poles should be fired if he doesn't take Caleb Williams. That made some news yesterday.
Yeah, I also said he's got to do his due diligence and he's got to make sure that he knows what he's doing. But how do you not take Caleb Williams? I don't know. And I know there are some people out there that aren't as high on Caleb Williams as maybe I am, or
Al Dukes. Yeah, Al Dukes is one of those guys, legendary radio host.
I think 85% of the people all think that he's a generational talent. You know, and then there's going to be the people that are going to say no. And then if he turns out to be a bust, that you could look back on their comments, and we could look back on Al Dukes' comments. But I don't see it. I think the kid is born to play football, born to be a leader, and born to be a great quarterback.
Headline from November 8th, 2023. Legendary host delivers clear verdict on Caleb Williams.
Who's that?
Al Dukes.
Okay. What did Al Dukes say?
Al Dukes said, I don't want that guy. He's crying in the stands. He ain't going to make it here. Wah, we lost. That's what he said.
Have you changed your stance, legendary talk show host?
I have not. Not yet. I haven't seen anything different.
Okay. Hey, but that's right. You're entitled to your opinion. Like I said, you're entitled to your opinion. You know who I do respect is, you know, remember Merrill Hodge?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, he's not a big Caleb Williams fan at all.
I like how you just did that. You're entitled to your opinion. You know who I do respect, though? Merrill Hodge.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, like, I do respect Al. I mean, Al can have an opinion. I don't care. But there are people out there that don't feel as strongly about Caleb Williams as I do. I understand that.
Didn't you also have, towards the end of the season, didn't a bunch of the Bears players say there's going to be a mutiny in that locker room if they get rid of Justin Fields and just go take a rookie quarterback again? Didn't that happen in December?
Yeah, I don't know. They could have said they had a losing season. They got better when they made that trade for Montez Sweat. And when they made that trade for Montez Sweat, that's when I knew that the GM wasn't going anywhere. The coaches could have been fired.
And they stayed, too.
But they stayed because Eberflus was a defensive coach, and their defense got significantly better the second half of the season.
All right, time now for What Is That Sound? I take you to Florida, a little spring training baseball. What's that sound?
Oh, sorry.
No, I see it.
Oh, sorry.
No, I see it.
Any ideas what that sound would be?
I'm going to say Ron Darling watching someone get hit with something.
It's a good guess, Boomer.
Oh, sorry.
No, I see it.
Okay, Al.
Keith Hernandez spilling coffee, hot coffee.
That is a very good guess.
Oh, sorry.
No, I see it.
Eddie?
Ronnie stepped on Keith's foot or something like that.
But I figured it out. Gary Cohen was squeezing Keith's anal glands.
Emptying out his butt juice.
Oh, sorry.
No, I see it.
Could be.
Oh, sorry.
No, I see it.
I see it. Here it comes.
No, but what's becoming very evident is nobody watches spring training baseball around here. Boomer, any idea?
That sounds like Ronnie. That I would say that maybe he in his seat ran over Gary's foot.
No.
Sorry.
No, I see it.
Even though he sees it, I'll play the entire clip for you. It is the booth of Gary Cohen, Ron Darling, and Mr. Net Negative, Daniel Murphy, reacting to a near hit by pitch. Hit it.
Error there.
Oh, sorry. No, I see it.
Is that the sound?
Full yard sale.
Is that the sound you would have made if you were in the box and that pitch was coming head high?
That's my G-rated sound that I would make. There's different versions of it. It goes all the way up to R.
How about him in the booth with these guys?
That's right. Got a good sound to him.
Well, we've always loved his voice, right? So why not? So I went back to listen just to see if the Net Negative thing was brought up at all.
Yes.
Not in the open or in the first inning. I can't imagine it came up. But then again, it's a three-hour telecast, so maybe it did, maybe it
didn't. Well, you know what you can do is you can you can play it every day once the season starts, and then ultimately they will have to.
Oh, you always play the Net Negative clip? Yes. That's a favor of yours, not mine. Anyway, the Mets did beat the Marlins 7-1. G-Man Choi homered in this game. Mets and Cardinals coming up later today. The Yankees lost to the Rays 4-2. Clark Schmidt, two innings. He allowed a run on a couple of hits. No baseball for the Yankees today. Tomorrow they will play the Marlins. I will have a story next hour of baseball yesteryear. Just stay with me, and we'll get to that next hour. And the Devils beat the Sharks 7-2 in San Jose.
Down the near sidewall for Jack Hughes. Gives it off. Mercer scores! It's 6-1. What a play, Jack Hughes. And Dawson Mercer completes it.
Yeah, Hughes had a couple of assists and a goal in this game. Devils win by 5. Tonight you've got Matt Lachlan on Devils Radio. Rangers Blue Jackets tonight. You've got Seton Hall and Creighton. And St. John's looks real. I guess 3 in a row would be as they have a road game at Butler.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. The Farmer's Dog Dog Day here at WFAN on Boomer and Geo. We got a bunch of stories up there and pictures and stuff on Instagram. Al's Boring Life, Geo WFAN, if you want to check that out. Izzo's putting together a bunch of videos and stuff on the WFAN socials. So we're having a great time here. They're being good boys and good girls. And we are very excited to have him here. Now, we were just about to talk to Eddie about something.
Yes.
He just vacated the premises.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going.
Well, he's still right there. We can get his get Eddie's attention here because Boomer's got something that Eddie would be absolutely interested
in. I would think so. And
I mean, right up his alley.
Doing a little bit of my homework on Ronda Rousey in the interview that I'm going to have a little bit later on today. Found out that she's a part of a new reality series that is appearing on Fox and is called Stars on Mars. And you know who's in it? Captain Kirk, William Shatner himself. Are you interested in this or not?
Yes, I'd be interested.
Have you heard about it?
I had heard that he was going to be involved with something. If you hear Cooper barking in the background.
Yeah, he heard William Shatner.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's not going.
No, he is, right?
He is. He's a part of it.
Yeah, I think so.
He is a part of it. I'm trying to figure out. I think it may be something that he's put together. I don't think he's actually participating, because they give them missions.
Oh, it's going to be a simulated Mars.
Yes.
Mars simulation.
Right. And it's going to premiere on June 5th, which is Mondays on Fox.
Yeah, I mean, but how can... This is another one of these things. How are you going to simulate Mars?
By the way,
they're making it freezing cold like it is out there?
No, there's an area...
They'll build a habitat, a dome, I'm sure.
Right. And Marshawn Lynch is involved. And then, of course, I don't know what Richard Sherman's situation is now, as he just got arrested for another DUI.
Yeah.
So I don't know what his situation is. But
Apparently it happened already, this show.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah. That they already did this back in 2023.
Oh, okay, maybe you're right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're bringing it back,
there you go, Eddie.
Stars on Mars.
Stars on Mars. I don't watch regular TV, so I would have never heard of this unless I was doing this
Are you watching a Fox game and you saw the promo or something?
Maybe, but I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah, so the contestants... You had Lance Armstrong, Marshawn Lynch, Ronda Rousey, some dude from Vanderpump Rules, Richard Sherman, as you mentioned.
Adam Rippon.
Yeah.
Skater.
Right. And a bunch of Ariel Winter, a bunch of people. Andy Richter, that guy from Conan O'Brien. Yeah, what an interesting...
You can simulate all you want, but
it's not
at the end of the day, you can open a door and you're on Earth.
Right.
It's not like if you open a door, you're dead.
Well, I mean, exactly. It's like Survivor, where I know that they don't necessarily eat a lot, but there's still like a production
vehicle
there.
Filming it.
But that's why that show alone is so great, because they are actually alone. They give them cameras, they give them GoPros, they have them set up, and they drop them in the middle of nowhere. And they got to do everything. They got to do the shelter. They got to do the hunting and fishing. They got to do everything.
But they do have a lifeline if they get into trouble.
If they tap
correct?
Out. Yeah. If they tap out and they say, and then the helicopter comes and picks them up, or a boat comes, picks them up wherever
they
are.
No lifeline on Mars.
No, generally not. Speaking of lifeline, I saw Pete Bellotti down the hall on the red phone out of the engineering.
Oh, the bat phone.
Yeah.
standing outside on the red phone.
That's a problem.
What's going on? You see him over there.
You're over there on the red phone. That's a problem. And that usually leads to some sort of, did CBS Sports Network get kicked off the air or something?
No, he's probably on the phone with like the union or something going, there's six goddamn dogs in the newsroom. Nobody asked me about this.
I thought that red phone goes to engineering.
Yeah, no, it does. I don't think it goes to a union.
You know? Okay, yes.
Let's go to Darren in Indiana. What's going on, Darren?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, man? What you got?
I love your dog day. I'm really enjoying it. Gio, I just wanted to, you mentioned dogs telling time. I watched a documentary. I don't know who did it, and it couldn't have been very scientific. It was only with one dog. But every day at around 5 o'clock, when her husband came home, the dog would wake up, go stand on the couch, and look out the window, waiting for him to come in.
Hmm.
So I don't know who these people were. They had her take one of his unwashed shirts, and like at 4 o'clock, she would walk through the house waving the shirt around. And so 5 o'clock comes, the dog doesn't move. And so their conclusion was that he gauged on when the husband was coming home on where his smell level was at. So it was only one dog, but it was kind of interesting.
So the dog could tell time by smelling things?
Correct. Like, so the husband leaves the house, his smell goes away, and it gets to a certain point of his smell being gone, they conclude that that's how the dog knew to tell time.
Wonder if there's another guy's smell coming in later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hope, like, if there was something like that going on in my house, I would hope Elvis could tell me somehow, like Lassie. You know, like Lassie would tell, he's like, what's that, Lassie? Woof, woof. Oh, there's a little guy who fell down a well? Woof, woof. You know?
Yeah,
like, kind of I would come home and Elvis would be like, woof, woof. I'll be like, who was here? Like, what? Wouldn't that be a great thing to have? Teach the dog to be able to tell you what's going on when you're not there? I mean, if dogs could talk, I mean, I can't even imagine all the stuff that, you know, the dogs
see. Oh, they probably see all sorts of stuff.
Oh, my God. And then the phone calls of people complaining about their spouses and stuff.
Right.
I mean, just sitting there writing a journal down with his paw.
Too bad he can't, you know, access the Save a Mom's group on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, I believe that's done,
oh,
I think.
Is. Okay.
But that, I told you, that was my least favorite era of social media. And I still don't understand how Gina didn't get how that was annoying to me. Like, because you put that out there in the community, and then everybody's like, oh, okay, well, the Giannottis are dealing with some problem, or I guess Greg couldn't fix his own dishwasher or something like that. And then I'd get 50 texts to my phone. Oh, I saw Gina said that you had a carpet cleaning issue. Call this guy. He's great.
You were totally emasculated.
Yes!
That's what happened.
Right.
And, every issue cannot be solved on a mom's group Facebook page. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't need to be crowdsourcing our issues to get them fixed. And by the way, I was right about this. She's like, we should get a dog trainer for Elvis because he's so big. And I was like, he doesn't, I'm telling you, he doesn't need it. He's so good. He's just a good dog. And he was with a foster family and everything. I'm sounding real New York right now.
Yes.
Good dog in a foster family. Yeah, squeezes anal glands, foster family, dogs. Anyway, okay. Sometimes that happens to me. But, you know, and he's been great. Didn't need it. Didn't need it at all.
He doesn't seem like it.
No.
He's assimilated just fine here.
He is perfect.
And he's loving every minute of the attention he's getting.
Oh, God. Absolutely. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.